Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Shaw was in special education in California, in a class with students with severe disabilities. He was also in special education in Hawaii, where he was teased. He was called stupid, special, retarded, and contaminated. When Shaw Bates was young, he could not talk. His parents took him to see doctors at Regional Center in San Diego. The doctor had him do various kinds of tests. They said they didn't know what was wrong with him, and told him and his parents that he could not learn, and there was no hope for him to ever learn. In addition, they said that college, it would be impossible for him. Not only did the doctors tell him that, but his teachers as well. It seemed hopeless. In junior high in California, he had caring teachers who tested him. He was diagnosed as being developmentally delayed, which means he learned slowly. In high school, his reading and writing started to improve. He graduated from high school in 1992. But he thought he was not college material because of his learning disability. I want to pause at the beginning of our show to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life radio program is for just this purpose. For someone who feels that their dreams, their hopes, will not be materialized because others have said it cannot be. It will not be. You're not capable of doing it. Somehow, in a strange way that only God understands, through Jesus Christ, the lid of our potential is opened and lifted. And that's why it's so important for us to have a personal relationship with God. And that has been made possible through Jesus Christ, who loves us so much. He died on the cross for our sins. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away, to cleanse us. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave. And today, the living Christ, who has called Shaw Bates, also calls you, who has lifted the lid of Shaw Bates in relation to his academic and collegiate dreams. And he is here today to share his story of the mighty things that God has done in such a way that you will be blown away. I want you to hear how his high school gave him a $250 scholarship to go to YWAM and so on and so forth. But Shaw, you're here in studio. I want you to tell us your story. But let's start, Shaw. What was it like in your early experiences growing up with a learning disability?
Growing up, just from what I remember is from my parents' standpoint, it was, in my mind, I would want a glass of milk. But when I would ask for a glass of milk, my words would come out mumbly, and my parents couldn't understand me, and they would get frustrated because they couldn't understand what I was saying. I would get frustrated because I wasn't getting that glass of milk. Mm-hmm. But God gave me an amazing and awesome sister that she interpreted what I was saying. So somehow she knew that I wanted a glass of milk.
Now, I want to just jump in really quick, because the same awesome sister that you speak of, who had the gift of being able to interpret what you wanted.
Yeah.
Years later, amidst all the words of not being able to go to college, she encouraged you to apply for a school.
Yeah. The college was USC.
She encourages you to apply for USC. Now, we're going to jump a bit here, but Shaw is going to fill in the gaps. This person who was developmentally delayed ended up applying to USC. And what happened?
Correct. Well, my sister, who lived in Connecticut at the time I was living in Vermont, she was pressuring me to apply to USC. And I'm like, yeah, I can't get into that school because it's a hard school to get into and it's expensive. So with her loving pressuring me, I applied to USC. I had all my references filled out. I sent in my application and everything. All I needed to do was to write my essay. And I had choices, three choices on my essay. And I went with my first choice, which was what made Thomas Edison so successful. And at my school at Landmark, in one of my classes, I had learned that Thomas Edison had dyslexia. He had a learning disability. So in my essay, I said, Thomas Edison probably failed a lot in school because of his dyslexia. And he probably failed a lot inventing the light bulb and the electricity, but he succeeded. And I tied his story in with my story and sent it off because at Landmark, I made the dean's list almost every semester. I made the Honor Society for two-year colleges called Phi Theta Kappa. I graduated Landmark with my AA degree, magna cum laude. And so I sent my essay off to USC. And late August of 2008, I got a package in the mail from USC, and I got it accepted to USC.
It's always good when you get a package from a school and not a thin legal letter that tells you that you weren't accepted, but you got the packet.
Yeah, I got
from,
the packet.
From USC. Yeah. Now, let's go back. Growing up with a disability and your sister, what was it like in that place?
Again, my sister she just knew what I said, so I would want a glass of milk, and my sister somehow knew that I was saying milk. So she would tell my parents, oh, Shaw wants a glass of milk. I'd get my glass of milk. I'd be happy and content. And my sister was really helpful, my interpreter. And what's very God thing today is my sister's a sign language interpreter.
Mm.
So she interpreted for me when I couldn't speak right. And she's a sign language interpreter today.
When did you become a Christian?
I became a Christian in 1984 here in Honolulu, Hawaii, at Calvary Chapel, Honolulu. I was in Sunday school, and my Sunday school teacher, who was in a wheelchair, he was quadriplegic. His name is Glenn Morgan. He's still on island today. Glenn told his testimony of how he became Christian, and Glenn Morgan had been shot at 18 years old on Thanksgiving because he was riding dirt bikes with his friends, and a neighbor that didn't like him riding dirt bikes shot him. And he was upset that he got shot, but Glenn shared his testimony of how he came to the Lord, and it just touched my heart that his testimony just touched my heart. And so he asked at the end who wanted to accept Christ. And I remember raising my hand and accepting Christ. And he gave me a brown New Testament Bible.
Now, growing up, wherever you're going to school, in Hawaii, in California, you were in the special education classes, undiagnosed. How did it feel to be there? Describe that for us.
In California, prior before coming to Hawaii, I remember being in a special education class with students who had more severe disabilities. A lot of them were in wheelchairs, and a lot of them had more severe mental mental and learning disabilities. And I would be in class just like, well, what's wrong with me? You know, like, why am I in this class and stuff like that? And then being in special education here in Hawaii, it was especially difficult because, one, being a white Haole, I was teased a lot more over here in Hawaii. I was called retarded more over here. I was called special. I was called contaminated. And those were really hurtful words.
How did you deal with that?
Well, I just thought the Lord. I seeked him and everything. And so at school, I remember not really having any friends to eat with. So I'd go, like, by a bench somewhere, eat my lunch, and just hang out and talk with Jesus. Hmm. And Jesus was my all in all. So,
did anybody ever reach out to you?
It wasn't until I transferred from Manoa Elementary to Ainahaina Elementary that I had more friends.
What happened at Ainahaina?
Ainahaina, people were just more friendlier. I remember a guy wanted to pound me, and this girl just, like, chased after him, so I had to protect her. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like I had more friends. The teachers understood me. At Manoa, I tried to be a JPO, but for some reason, the principal didn't like me. But at Ainahaina Elementary, I asked the principal if I could be a JPO, and he said, yeah.
So these are little glimmers of hope.
Yeah.
People believing in you.
Yeah.
People seeing potential in you. Shaw, your story is incredibly deep. And more than what we can describe as far as relating, unless someone is actually in your shoes. But then again, it is relatable because there are many in your shoes. Many who are suffering from disabilities right now. Many whose parents or relatives are experiencing the great yearning desire to help them. You can give wisdom. You can give insight. And for somebody that feels inadequate, you bring them hope, the hope of Jesus Christ. Someone who has said no schooling, no college, was accepted to USC. Shaw Bates, stay with us. We'll be back.
During the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
So his educational dreams, you know, are at a standstill, a dead end. So one day he's listening to Focus on the Family with his father, and Dr. James Dobson had families on his show with special needs children. And Dobson was in tears, and he asked, how come there are no churches ministering to these parents and children? Shaw Bates' father told him that because of his learning disability, he could really minister to these populations. And his father found a college for him in a book. The name of the college was Landmark College, and it was the first college in the United States to open up to help college students with learning disabilities. And Shaw Bates is here to tell us about Landmark and USC and Biola University and the whole process of what God did to prepare him for what he's doing today. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Shaw Bates is in studio with us. This show is one that is going to encourage you. I really do believe it. To find out more about our program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and get this podcast for free. This and other resources. Shaw, why are people so cruel? Why are students, let's take it back to an elementary school context or a school context, why are people so cruel to those with disabilities?
I personally believe people are afraid of people with disabilities just because they don't know the person. They may see the person in a special education class and they might think, oh, there's something mentally wrong with that person, or that person is weird because they're in a special education class. So I think I personally think they're afraid to get to know the person when they're actually nice people.
Why are we afraid?
I think we're afraid because we don't like people that are normal. What I mean by that is I've done an internship with Johnny and friends, and I got to meet Johnny a couple times and talk with her, and she's a quadriplegic. She's in a wheelchair. I think people are afraid to get to know her because they don't want to break her or hug her or something because, wow, I might break her neck again or something like that. But no, I mean, I think people are afraid when our body is broken or our body doesn't function in a different way.
What do you wish? If you were, let's go back to the high school, to this elementary school setting. What do you wish someone would have done to you or for you, looking back now? What do you wish they would have said to you when you were back then?
Looking back, sometimes I wish students would just say, hey, I know you're different, but I'll be your friend. Come on, come hang out with me. You know, let's talk. I want to get to know you. I think that would have been helpful for me.
Would you have been open to it?
I would have been open, yes.
You think a lot of kids that are marginalized in that way would be open?
I think they would.
I think sometimes people don't know what to do. you're here today explaining what someone could do. What could somebody say? What could somebody let someone in a special education class? There are certain prejudices, right? That people already, they're predisposed ideas that people think. How do you break those down, Shaw?
Well, for me, one of the hard subjects for me being in special education was math. Maybe having another student, you know, tutor me, who might be better at math. Tutor me in a way that's like, hey, try to learn this way. Or try to do math this way. It would have been fun to have a friend that would have taught me math. I meet a lot of people now these days, a lot of parents. It's like, I always promote Landmark College, and I tell them that their students, their child with a learning disability can succeed at Landmark. And Landmark was a huge blessing for me, because here's everybody that has learning disabilities, and you can relate to one another, because they were hurt too.
Hmm. Dyslexia? Was it dysgraphia?
Dysgraphia. ADHD.
People go through life often undiagnosed, right?
Yeah, correct.
And as a result, greatly misunderstood.
Yes.
People don't know what world they're living in. They can't understand how, like, you want something and it's coming out a different way, or it's not coming out. And people, thank God for your sister.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Joy.
Joy. Well, perfect name.
Yeah.
She brought joy to her brother. And so a place like Landmark. Shaw, what helped you figure out what you're good at?
Talking to my dad a lot. After being young in San Diego, you know, having a learning disability, not knowing that I had a learning disability, being tested at the regional center in San Diego, I think one of the hardest parts as a young person for me was the fact that my parents got a divorce. And the sad part about that was my mom kind of fell away from Jesus. But my dad stayed strong with the Lord. And so eventually my dad came here to Hawaii. And I came not too long after that. I was like, Dad, I want to live with you. He's like, well, tell your mom. And so I'm like, Mom, I love you, but I need Dad in my life. So when I came to Hawaii, I lived with Dad, and that's when I accepted Christ at Calvary Chapel, Honolulu. A year later, my sister came over. She lived with my dad and I. And just talking about what I was good at all the time, asking my dad, but then having close family and friends here in Hawaii, Hanai family and good family and friends, church friends, I was like, well, what am I good at? And my dad always told me I was good with people. And so growing up, it's just like, well, what am I good at? I thought, growing up, it's just like, well, maybe I'll be a policeman. But then I was just like, well, I don't want to get shot. Well, maybe I'll be a fireman. Well, I'm not fast, and I don't want to get burned. And so thinking about all this stuff, it's just like, well, what am I good at? And it wasn't until towards the end of my high school that the Lord said, Shaw, I want you to go into ministry, because I can help a lot of people in ministry. I said, okay, Lord, where do you want me to start? He said, I want you to go to YWAM. Hmm. And so, and high school years, it was in California, Palm Desert High School. And high school, some parts of high school, well, junior high, towards the end of junior high and beginning of high school, I remember reading a history book, and I would be so frustrated about the history book, about reading and everything, that I would just throw my book across the room. And just because of the frustration with understanding what it said. And but God began to work in me, and it wasn't until towards the end of, like, just before I graduated high school, that I read some good books like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, To Kill a Mockingbird, The Outsiders. And I just really loved those books, and my reading comprehension just took off after that.
So you began to love to read.
Yeah.
So, what do we call it? Dysgraphia, right?
Yeah.
Would be, dyslexia is a reading.
Yeah.
Dysgraphia, writing. What is it? Dyscalculia? Dyscalculia?
Dyscalculia is math.
Math disability, right? Did you have trouble reading before that?
I think for me, the reading process was it was hard comprehending, like, okay, what is the meaning of this, you know, and just the comprehension part. I mean, I could read regularly. It was just the comprehension part that was hard a little.
So the delay, even as you grew older, the comprehension began to
increase. Yeah.
Some people, dear friend, as you listen today, hey, sometimes some people need more time to develop, more time to grow. And, you know, we sometimes write others off too soon. We don't give them the time. Shaw Bates' dad believed him in all the way. Believed in him, saw the gifting in him, encouraged him, affirmed him. And he's affirming us today. He's affirming you today just by sharing his story. That whatever it might seem, it might be a diagnosed disability, it might be something else that just holds you back. Sometimes we just need time. And time is what God uses to bring about progress. Hey, sometimes God doesn't want to do things fast anyway, because he wants to build stuff on the inside. There's things that Shaw Bates knows, certain character qualities that have grown out of him, that it would have never happened if things happened really quick. I'm trying to put rhyme and reason to things that are far beyond my comprehension. And that's why when we come back, Shaw Bates will share more about his life, what God did, and all the progress that has been made to encourage you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's been knocked down, but he keeps getting up. He's been discouraged, but he keeps on trying. He's been told he cannot do it, but he's done it. All by the grace of God. I'm speaking of Shaw Bates. He's our featured guest today. If you've ever wanted to know someone with a prevailing spirit, you're in for a real treat because he's sitting in studio. I'm looking at him right now. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and this is one for the ages, one to encourage you and inspire you, because if you've ever had the kind of setbacks he's had and seen the Lord turn them into comebacks, that's a story of Shaw Bates. To find out more about this program, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Certainly one you would want to pass on to a family member or friend. Let your child listen to it. It will inspire him or her. Share it with a friend. Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Shaw, you went to Youth with a Mission. You went away, and what did God do while you were with YWAM?
Yeah, going back, I was in high school, not knowing what I was good at, but I just felt the Lord place on my heart I was good with people, and that He wanted me in the ministry, so He said, go to YWAM. So, graduated high school in 1992. 2 days after I graduated, my dad and I were on the plane back here to Hawaii. I worked for a couple months. I had a lot of my money for YWAM, because YWAM is you have to raise money on your own. So I had all the money already, because I sold my 1977 VW bus and another car, and then I just needed a few more $100. So I worked for a couple months at a landscaper on the windward side of the island, and then I started my DTS discipleship training school up in Manoa, September of 92. And again, my reading comprehension was just taking off. I read good books in YWAM, good missionary books. My YWAM base director played a tremendous role in my life, Danny Lehman. I'm just amazed that he's memorized the whole book of Romans by memorization. It's mm-hmm. just like, I could never really do that, but there's hope. I mean, I can do it if I applied myself.
Yes.
And the lecture phase was good. I got to hear a lot of amazing stories and got to learn about the mission field, had good leadership. And then one day I just went out to pray about where to go for outreach, and the Lord placed on my heart, India. And so for outreach, we had an inner island outreach before we went to India. Our inner island outreach was in Hilo, helping out at New Hope Christian Fellowship there in Hilo. And then for our outreach, we went to India. And India is very poor. And still to this day, I have a heart for India. In fact, my roommate at YWAM in Honolulu, he was from India. And he and I just formed a great bond and just love learning about his culture. But being in India, your eyes just sees the poverty all around. You can smell it. But India basically like taught me like, well, one, we did a lot of skits in evangelism in India. And but one of the things I took away at my time in India was the Christians have so little over there, but yet they're so giving. And I also took away from India that I don't need a lot. All I need is Jesus. And people don't need material things. I mean, because this world is fading away. I mean, we just need to give people Jesus. And so India was a tremendous experience. And I came back after India, worked for a couple months at a Mexican restaurant on the Big Island, and then felt called to go back to YWAM a second time. I did my school of evangelism. And I remember going back out to India a second time. First time was in the southern part of India, Kerala. Second time was up in the northern part, Darjeeling. And I remember being at a restaurant and witnessing to a Hindu guy and just sharing the gospel with him, presenting Jesus to him. And I gave a tract to him in Nepali. And I said, look, Jesus died and rose again. He's not in the grave. And he looked at it, read it, and he's like, Jesus is alive, and he accepted Christ right there. I got him plugged into a church in a Nepali's Bible.
How have you been able to deal with discouragement?
Discouragement happens every day, but I've dealt with discouragement by just taking it to the Lord. I mean, we have a lot of good Bible heroes, and they were discouraged. And just take it to the Lord. But also, what's gotten me through discouragement is having a family that loves me and supports me.
A supportive family. Eventually, this man, Shah Bates, becomes a missionary in India, leads his first person in India to Christ there using a Nepalese tract, plugs that person into a church. The Lord is using him, but the Lord is actually preparing him for God's plan for his life. What aided you in seeking God's plan for your life?
Just seeking the Lord, turning to His Word, talking to people, talking to family. I mean, again, the supportive family is awesome. I remember after YWAM, and I was in YWAM for 2 years, I remember the Lord, and again, this is just the Lord's steps and me just following His plans and purposes for my life. I went to Calvary Chapel Bible College for 2 years. It wasn't accredited, but I went there. And it was just fun being in the Word. And at Bible college, it's just like, wow, the Bible's so simple. And that really helped my reading comprehension. Mm. And after Bible college, I came back over here working in Hawaii. And I had a lot of driving jobs. Worked at Roberts Hawaii, Menihune Water Company, Hawaiian Paracel, Bubby's Homemade Ice Cream. I delivered blueprints. And driving's okay. I got to meet a lot of people. I got to make friends. But on the other hand, I also got burned out. And so I wanted to work with people. I wanted to make a difference in people's lives. So I looked for human service type jobs. But nobody would hire me because I didn't have that bachelor's degree. And so my dad and I are listening to Dobson one day, and Dobson had these people on his show, and these moms and dads had children with special needs. And Dobson on his show was like, well, how come there's no churches ministering to these kids, or as well as to the families? Because the mom would stay home with the kid one Sunday while the dad went to church by himself. And the following week, dad would stay home with the child while the mom went to church by herself. And so it's just like, Dobson and tears were like, well, where are these churches? How come there's nobody ministering to them? And so my dad said, Shaw, that's what God wants. I believe that's what God wants you to do. God wants, because you have a disability, you can do a great job ministering to people with disabilities. And shortly thereafter, I was walking with my dad in downtown, and my dad said, Shaw, what do you want to do with your life? And I'm like, Dad, I want to help people, but I don't know how. He says, if there was an opportunity for you to go to college, would you? I said, absolutely. But then the but word comes in, and I said, but I don't know how I would do because of my learning disability. So we walked back to my dad's office. He was working at Restaurant Row at the time. And we went into his office. We prayed. He pulled out this big book that was written by two moms, the questions and answers of finding a good school for a child with a learning disability. And in there was an article about Landmark College. I read about Landmark and really liked it. And
Landmark College has certainly been a landmark experience in your life. When we come back from our break, in our final segment, I think a great way to start it off is there's a certain place on the campus of Landmark. It's called a certain name, something way. When we come back from our break, Shaw Bates will share with us what it is and what is meant to him and what it can mean for you and for anybody who has a disability or any family that is struggling. Because God has placed him here and prepared him and positioned him to do just that. Help families with disabilities. Shaw Bates is our guest today. A man of faith, a man of obedience, a man with a heart for people who are hurting. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Shaw Bates.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Omashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an e-book, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Omashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmi of Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
There are certain places that you can think about or you remember in moments of reflection that are like landmark moments of your life. What about Landmark College? That's where Shaw Bates went to school. It was part of what God, an unfolding plan of what God was doing in his life. And when he went to that school, there was a place there that speaks profoundly of his experience. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Shaw Bates is in studio with me. A man with an incredible passion, ministry, and training to minister with people who have disabilities, and families who have a person with disabilities. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Find out more at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Shaw, what was that place there at your school, Landmark College, where you got your associate's degree?
Landmark, again, holds a special place in my heart. But there's stairs at Landmark called Perseverance Way. Because people with learning disabilities, you know, they have to persevere. The best analogy about a learning disability that I can describe is, how I learn is like I have to climb up a ladder where most people can take like an escalator. So learning comes to me more difficult than maybe other people. But Perseverance Way was these huge steps because Landmark has a lot of hills. Landmark College campus has a lot of hills. And so these stairs go all the way up. I think there's 100 of them. And it's called Perseverance Way. And so in education, whatever you do in life, you have to persevere.
And you have done that. And you continue to persevere. And God has certainly honored you and positioned you for what you're doing, what you're called to do today. You graduated Phi Theta Kappa there, Dean's List, National Honor Society, there getting your associate's degree. But then God opened doors for you. You were accepted at University of Southern California, yeah. USC. Then you ended up going to a couple other schools. Explain what happened.
Yeah, I graduated from Landmark. I mean, just the tools I learned there, how to do like smart card studying for tests and everything. And Landmark's big with assistive technology, Kurzweil, which is where I can type up my paper, transfer it into Kurzweil, and hear a voice reading my papers to me. Dragon Speak, where I can talk into my computer and my computer types what I say. So after graduating from Landmark, I was accepted to the University of Southern California. I didn't go there. I ended up going to Menlo College up in Northern California. Menlo College was nice. I had a lot of good professors. I learned a lot. But because of some issues with admissions and whatnot, I really didn't feel like that was the place for me. So at the time, I was talking to my family, and my dad was like, oh, I was talking to my old youth pastor, and he was saying there's a value in getting a Christian education. So I then applied to Biola University in La Mirada, California, and I applied and was accepted to Biola. So I went to Biola.
What were the keys to your success in college?
At Biola, I just loved the learning aspect. So I loved getting to know my professors. So I would always meet with my professors. I would always go to office hours. I would utilize the writing center, the math center. And I would use the tools that I learned at Landmark, which was my assistive technology and my smart card study system. And at Biola, some tests I struggled on because I get a lot of test anxieties. Some tests I struggled on. But at one point towards the end of my time at Biola, I was talking to my dad that, wow, you know, I'm struggling on some of these tests. And he brought back to the time in high school when I got my driving test. I took the written test like 17, 18 times, a lot of times. But finally, because of my learning disability, I could listen to the driving test on tape, and I passed it right after that. And so at Biola, I could have my test read to me, and my test score shot up. And that really helped. And so I graduated from Biola in May 28th, 2011, with my bachelor's degree in psychology with a minor in Bible.
What are your hopes for the future?
My hopes for the future? Well, I was privileged to do an internship with Johnny and Friends. And Johnny and Friends is a Christian ministry that ministers to people with disabilities. And I have a heart for wanting to help churches get established in disability ministry. I believe churches need to minister to people with disabilities. I read a statistics recently that disabled people are one of the highest, they're very unreached, very unchurched, because they've been hurt. I mean, I know people, when they have children, they want a healthy, normal baby. But sometimes the baby ends up being Down syndrome. But that child is still made and created in God's image. And so I want to help churches get established in disability ministries. I'm in Toastmasters right now, learning how to speak, and I'd like to go around and share my story. Because I know there's hurting families out there who just gets frustrated with having their child with ADHD or a child with Down syndrome. But if I could just tell them one thing, I was just like, well, love that child, you know? God is with you. He'll see you through. Yeah, it might be a hard time, but look at me. I mean, I've been knocked down, but I keep on getting up and persevering. And I was also recently privileged to ask. I was asked by Johnny and Friends. They have a book called Beyond Suffering, and in Beyond Suffering, you learn about how to start disability ministries. And you can take classes, too. And I took a class where I could teach that class so I can teach Beyond Suffering course through Johnny and Friends. But also, Johnny and Friends are taking the Beyond Suffering to the next generation, so for high schoolers. And so I was asked a few months back for my story and my testimony to be published in the Beyond Suffering Next Generation. So last time I talked to Johnny and Friends, the book should be published like March, April, around there.
And your section is entitled Life with a Hidden Disability. In a snapshot, how would you describe a hidden disability?
That's a good question. When I was, before I went to Landmark, I was tested by a psychologist. And she described my disability like Swiss cheese. The smooth part of on the Swiss cheese, that's my normal self. But the holes, those are the learning disabilities. And so she described my learning disability as like Swiss cheese. Like, you're pretty normal, but the holes, those are your disabilities. So I'm not great at math. I'm not going to be a rocket scientist or a mathematician. And, but that's how she described my learning disability. And it's hidden. Like most people, they see people with, like quadriplegia, they're in a wheelchair. They're visible disabilities. And, a person with cerebral palsy, they walk funny or kind of deformed. That's a physical disability. Learning disabilities are hidden, like mine. I may look normal on the outside, but I might be processing things differently or slower than other people. And so in that aspect, my learning disability is very hidden.
A hidden disability. But if I may say so, the emergence of your genius is before us. And the Lord is just, it seems as though he is getting ready to catapult you, my friend, to shoot you like an arrow to a far and great place where you are going to see the vision that he's placed on your heart to reach families, to reach people, and to equip and strengthen churches to minister to thousands upon thousands, yes, millions of those with disabilities. My friend, I'm grateful to call you my friend. Shaw, thank you for coming and sharing with me and our dear listeners. This time has been truly profound. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I hope that you've been lifted up by the insights shared by Shaw Bates, he and his story. The depth of it is so moving. God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a message for you there. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Habakkuk 2:3 says, "For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it, for it will certainly come. It will not delay." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Shaw Bates. And until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener-supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org, and may God richly bless you with The Good Life.